Roads are open and life is slowly returning to normal in Hong Kong after protesters agreed to disperse. But just what that normal looks like after the weekend's huge demonstrations is still playing out. Democracy campaigners say their beef with the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is not over. Her political masters in Beijing, however, say she's there to stay. Tom Eagledon reports.
With one of their key demands mostly met, protesters negotiated with police this morning to end demonstrations that have shut down central Hong Kong. Most protesters left. A smaller number remained in a designated area outside the city's Legislative Council in the Admiralty District.
Yes, we are going to stay in the protest area, because I think it's better to open the road again. Yes, for the moment.
Legislator Lee Chirk Yan was one who remained. Speeches railing against Chief Executive Carrie Lam continued.
Now is the time to talk about strategy. And talk about strategy is to how to make the whole struggle into a long-term struggle and not a day struggle.
By coincidence, today also saw the release from jail of one of the figureheads of the last major anti-Beijing protests in Hong Kong. In 2014, Joshua Wong, still then a teenager, was a leader of the Umbrella Movement uprising. Today, he made his way straight from the Lai Chi Kok Correctional Facility to the protest space.
The evil chief executive should withdraw the extradition amendment. And what we try to do is just through civil disobedience and direct action and let the whole world, let the international communities to realize that how Hong Kong people will not keep silence under the suppression of President Xi and the chief executive Carrie Lam.
Carrie Lam yesterday delayed a proposed law allowing the extradition of Hong Kong residents to mainland China, where the rule of law and basic legal rights fall far behind. But that's not enough for those who are continuing the fight.
Carrie Lam must step down. Otherwise, I believe in the next few weeks, before the 22th anniversary of Hong Kong transfer of sovereignty, more and more Hong Kong people, not only 1 million or 2 million people, will come and join our fight until the day we get back our basic human rights and freedom.
Hong Kong-based lawyer Anthony Dapperin says the call for Carrie Lam's resignation may carry some weight.
There's certainly a possibility, given that there's a huge force of public opinion that stepped out onto the streets against her yesterday, and given her statement when she first took up the post that she wouldn't keep it if public opinion turned against her. That said, I think Beijing is going to be very reluctant to have another chief executive step down in the face of public protest in the same way that the first chief executive, Chung Chih-hwa, did 15 years ago.
And he thinks Joshua Wong's release from prison today will only galvanise demonstrators.
Having him back out speaking freely and rallying the spirit of the protesters is going to be hugely important for them and a huge headache for the government. This couldn't come at a worse time for them.
Do you think that there is a risk of further protests escalating? We have the handover anniversary coming up, for example.
Yes, absolutely. Every year on the 1st of July, Hong Kong has come out and protest as an annual tradition. The attendance at those protests tends to rise and fall with the political temperature in Hong Kong.
Some commentators have criticised Western governments like Australia for being too timid in their support for the demonstrators in Hong Kong. Anthony Dapperin says support is welcome, but
at the same time, they do have to be careful with one of the narratives that Beijing and the pro-Beijing elements in Hong Kong like to use is that all of these protests are just a foreign plot fomented by the US and other countries to encourage instability in Hong Kong and undermine the Chinese government. So in a way, it's possibly helpful to Hong Kong that governments overseas aren't too outspoken.
Hong Kong-based lawyer Anthony Dapperin, Tom Eagledon, our reporter.